There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I got two orders of business. First one is a question, and then the second one is like, I'm just excited about this. But the first question is this. What's up with the Ducks and the Jeep drivers? Like, I need to know that. I'm just curious because I don't like, no disrespect, but the Ducks and the Jeep drivers are kind of like synonymous.
I think that's a way for the Jeeps to, I guess, salute other Jeeps, I've heard.
No, I don't know. How can you salute them when the Ducks are like on the console?
Yeah,
I don't know. But the Ducks is a thing. And another thing, Tom, that this gave me great joy when I found this out last
What's
night,
that?
Man. Wawa's coming to Ohio. I don't know why that brings me joy because I don't live in Ohio. But it just feels like a win.
I don't give a shit.
Hey, Kyle, forget you. It just feels like a win. I don't know why. Because especially since I have a lot of friends that live in Ohio, and I tell them about Wawa, and they say what? They like what? I know they're building one in Huber Heights. That's close to like Dayton, Ohio. That's going to be pretty exciting. And they're breaking ground on another one, or I might have it like mixed up. But I was kind of excited.
They're
about
everywhere.
The Wawa.
They're everywhere, man. I'm shocked they're not in Ohio
already.
They're
not in Georgia. They're not in Georgia.
They're not in Georgia yet?
Not yet.
Some
in Florida. Definitely okay. In Florida. Right. I just thought that was a win for my home state.
There you go.
I was excited about
that. Yeah, that's great for the
You know what? I'm at that age. I'm at that age now, man, where I like it's just weird how many like random things like you get excited. I got excited about when I saw Wawa broke ground in Ohio.
There you go. And then the Jeep thing. I don't know why they all have those Ducks.
I don't understand the Ducks. I'm pretty sure, like, anybody that drives a Jeep, you know, holler at me. Let me know. Yeah. I know I'm not a part of the clan.
The Jeep.
Or whatever. The Jeep clan. The Jeep peoples.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would like to know.
Well, if anybody has any more info on that, please let us know. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show today. And, Hugh, we're sitting here. We're still reacting to the Eagles' loss. I mean, 2 days later, we've had that time to digest. And honestly, today, being Thursday, game on Sunday, it's honestly time to turn the page. And we'll begin to do that today. But this I think. We're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try our best here.
No, we ain't going to turn the page.
We've had to straight. At some point, we got to. I mean, we got another game on Sunday here. We have to look ahead.
I think tomorrow, well, today is Thursday, right?
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Hey, dude, listen.
Come on, they're starting to
lock in, buddy.
Wait a minute, Kyle.
You don't seem locked in here.
No, wait a minute. They tend to run together. I know we got a game tonight, but I was like, wait a minute, it's Thursday. It just feels like, for whatever reason, this loss is lingering.
It's a little bit longer.
It's a little bit longer. It's the way that we lost. It's
Monday night.
It's yes. And I feel like, for a lot of people, because I've been listening to a lot of pundits talk about this, and you know, I try to get as much information I possibly can, go back and watch the games and everything, and try to assess how I feel. It feels to me like when people talk about this Eagles team, I look at them in a small two-game sampling size, but everybody else is looking at them in a nine-game sampling size. And I get where they're coming from, because it's a pattern, but I don't feel like last year has any weight on this year. But I understand why some guys are feeling like, you know, some of the things that have happened in the locker room in the past are starting to creep into this season, and people are making a big deal to me about something that I've been trying for the last couple of days. The big story that I've been seeing, Tom, was a lot of people are upset because we just found out that Nick Sirianni didn't talk to the team
right
after the game.
Well, yeah, and this is the thing, and this is what we want to ask the people to start the show here. Is looking back at that game on Monday night, Hugh, are we overreacting to that loss? And if you want to get into 215-592-9494, it was a bad loss, but early in the season, I mean, you look, a lot of teams lost week two, a lot of good teams, teams you'd expect to be good are 1-1. To look at teams like Bengals and Ravens, they're both 0-2 right now. Are we overreacting this loss? And if you want to get in 215-592-9494, and off what you were saying there, Hugh, do you think we're overreacting this
Yes,
loss?
I do. But I'm not mad at anybody for overreacting because that's what we do as fans. I look at it like this, and I've said this. You're never as good or as bad as your first few games in the NFL. As a matter of fact, I've moved the line a little bit because most guys don't play in the preseason. You don't know what your team is until after the first four games. I use that same philosophy when I talk about young quarterbacks. You know, you have young quarterbacks that first game of the season. Look at, who is that, Caleb Williams. With Chicago. First game of the season. Everybody talked about how he was the guy to win the game. When you go back and you look at the game, he didn't do a whole lot.
No.
But that was the storyline. You see him play against the Texans, doesn't do a whole lot. So it's one of those things. He has two more games before I actually start to assess this young quarterback. Same thing with NFL teams, man. We saw the Dallas Cowboys first week of the season look like world beaters. Go down to New Orleans, get their lunch money taken from them, and their lunch stolen. You know, whatever. And it's not what it is. You look at the Baltimore Ravens. They're 0-2, you know. Cincinnati Bengals. They haven't won a game. They went down to Kansas City. And they played extremely well. So I feel like where I understand people are upset and they're looking at it and they're changing flight patterns and they're not talking about Super Bowl or anything like that, I get that. But at the same time, I don't think this team is as bad as it looked Monday night.
Understood. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, and I get your point. Like, you look at early in the season, hey, teams are going to lose games they're expected to win and win games that they're expected to lose. Things the first few weeks aren't necessarily a reflection of how things are going to look the rest of the season. But I look at it, Hugh, I don't think we're overreacting at all. I mean, the loss was a disgrace. They blew the game. That's a game they could need down the line. But even beyond that, like, to me, it's not as much about the fact that they lost the game. I was like you. Going into the game Monday night, I was nervous. I thought it was going to be a close game. I thought that was a game the Eagles could lose. But to me, coming out of it, what concerns me the most is I don't feel any better about a lot of elements of this team. I mean, through two games, I think it's fair to say the defensive line is a mess.
Yeah.
They got to get it cleaned up. The
yes.
linebackers, they can't stop the run. They're averaging 6.4 yards against per run play. The lack of talent, the skill spots behind the top three. Like, we talk about AJ, Devontae, Saquon. Besides that, I mean, Britton Covey, who's getting a lot of heat. I don't know if that's totally.
I don't like when
week.
I talk about Britton Covey. I don't mean
catches, Hugh.
I don't mean to like give him heat. I just look at it like this. If I can explain it, is that Britton Covey's body of work is not that extensive,
right?
And it's not like I understand giving him an opportunity, which they did, but you got six catches for 23 yards, like. You're not being productive in a situation where I need you to be productive.
Right, and that speaks to me more as a lack of players besides those top guys who have the ability to make plays when he's getting targeted that much. And you look at all these elements, and Jalen Hurts, who I thought Jalen Hurts played a really good game the other night. But mm-hmm. in the end, he made a bad decision. He made a bad yeah. decision at the end of that game where there's no need to push the ball downfield there. Just take the throw underneath and get into field goal range. And I look at all this stuff, Hugh, I don't think we're overreacting considering the way this team has played, considering the talent hauls. And I thought coming into this year, and people said I was crazy, I thought them winning 8-9 games wasn't, you know, a crazy possibility. And I still think that's the fact now. Like, I watched these first two games. Would it shock you if this team won only 8 or 9 games this year? Because it wouldn't for me.
Yes, it would. For me, that would be a shocker. I feel like this team is better. I've always said that this defense is probably going to be in the process of they're going to have, it's going to be a process, and this offense is going to have to carry today. To me, They didn't do their job Monday night. They didn't do their job efficiently, I should say.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and I know that we all harp on the Saquon Barkley dropping everything, and we all are saying what we would have done in that situation. We need to get over that. The bottom line is this. In order for our team to be better, we have to play better offensively, and we cannot put our defense in the positions that we put them in Monday night. That's a fact, because we know what the deficiencies are. And the only way that they're going to get better is with repetition. And if you want this team to be a better pass rushing team, I feel like you have to put more points on the board. I know Joe doesn't agree with that because he's a guy. We don't want to run Saquon Barkley to death. That's why we brought him here. We gave him a ton of money. Mm. And now you're going to have to probably earn it and then some. But this offense has to carry the day in order for this defense to be successful.
Well, that's the way it looks, because this defense looks awful. And we'll ask Kyle here, bring Kyle in. Kyle, do you think we're overreacting to the loss on Monday night? I don't think so. Hugh thinks we are. Where are you?
We're overreacting a little bit.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Well, like, think about it. The Eagles aren't the only good team to have lost in week two. I get it sucks. Like, the pain of the way that they lost was brutal. They shouldn't have lost. I get it. The Niners probably shouldn't have lost to the Vikings. I think I don't know what the Saints are, but I would venture to say the Cowboys probably shouldn't have gotten their asses handed to them by the Saints the way they did. And the Lions lost to the Bucs, who I think are a pretty decent team. But like, the Eagles are now level with, I think, some of the other teams, some of the other top teams in the NFC. And like, if you're looking at, like think about it. I saw odds, or like at least like rankings for like MVP race right now. You know who's up there? It's like Derek Carr, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. It's like these things are going to level out eventually. I get that the loss stings a little bit, but I'm hearing a lot about this team just stinks. You know, like, get ready to fire everybody. They're 8-9. They're mediocre. Like, whatever it is. I just think we're going a little bit too far. A little bit too far. There's a lot of time to see what this thing actually is going to be. I just think people like to pull the plug a little bit too early. It's reminding them a lot of last season. I get it. But, like, you got to give it a little bit of time. There is a lot of new here. They feel like a team that could either spiral out of control, or they could get it together by the end of the year. Like, they could have been, I think a lot of people projected them to be 1-1 after the first two games.
Yeah.
They just, the results are flipped. I said this morning, I said it yesterday. I think we could eventually look at the Green Bay win as good of a win as the Falcons loss was bad. So at the end of the day, they're 1-1. If they go down and beat the Saints, or, you know, win a close one there, or just don't get their asses handed to them, who knows? Maybe we'll feel a little bit better about the Eagles. I think just pump the brakes on the freaking out a little bit.
I hear you, and it's reasonable. I just think when you look forward, it's less about the loss to me and more about the things coming out of the loss, the problems. The defense looks terrible. The defensive line can't get after the passer. They can't stop the run. And those are some of the things that I struggle to see how it gets corrected. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But do you believe we are overreacting to the Eagles' loss on Monday night? Your call's coming up on this. Also, we'll let you hear from LaShawn McCoy. Says the Eagles are going to be fine. Plus, we have Phillies tickets to give away today. A fun Hughes Clues on that. We'll hit that next as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.